Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 18, the perfection of renunciation, text number 66. Sarva dharma prajaja mamekam sharanam braja aham dvang sarapapevyo mokshi syami vasucha. Sarva dharmam, all varieties of religion. Parityaja, abandoning. Mam, unto me. Ekam, only. Sharanam, for surrender. Braja, go. Aham, I. Tvam, you. Sarva, all. Papebhya, from sinful reactions. Mokshisyami, I will deliver. Ma, do not. Suchaha, worry. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Purport. The Lord has described various kinds of knowledge and processes of religion. Knowledge of the Supreme Brahman, knowledge of the Supersoul, knowledge of the different types of orders and statuses of social life, knowledge of the renounced order of life, knowledge of non-attachment, sense and mind control, meditation, etc. He has described in so many different ways different types of religion. Now, in summarizing Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that Arjuna should give up all the processes that have been explained to him. He should simply surrender to Krishna. That surrender will save him from all kinds of sinful reactions. The Lord personally promises to protect him. In the seventh chapter, it was said that only one who has become free from all sinful reactions can take to the worship of Lord Krishna. Thus, one may think that unless he is freed from all sinful reactions, he cannot take to the surrendering process. To such doubts, it is here said, that even if one is not free from all sinful reactions, simply by the process of surrendering to Sri Krishna, he is automatically freed. There is no need of a strenuous effort to free oneself from sinful reactions. One should unhesitatingly accept Krishna as the Supreme Savior of all living entities. With faith and love, one should surrender unto him. The process of surrendering to Krishna is described in the Hari Bhakti Vilas. Anukulasya sankalpe pratikulyasya varjana rakshisya titi vishvaso goptrive varnam dada atmanikshepa sankarpanye shadvida sharanagati. According to the devotional process, one should simply accept such religious principles that will lead ultimately to the devotional service of the Lord. One may perform a particular occupational duty according to his position in the social order, but if by executing his duty, one does not become to the point of Krishna consciousness, all his activities are in vain. Anything that does not lead to the perfectional stage of Krishna consciousness should be avoided. One should be confident that in all circumstances, Krishna will protect him from all difficulties. There is no need of thinking how one should keep the body and soul together. Krishna will see to that. One should always think himself helpless and should consider Krishna the only basis for his progress in life. As soon as one seriously engages himself in the devotional service to the Lord, in full Krishna consciousness, is that too much? At once he becomes, is that sorry? Is that better? At once he becomes free from all contamination of material nature. There are different processes of religion and purificatory processes by cultivation of knowledge, meditation, the mystic yoga system, etc. But one who surrenders unto Krishna does not have to execute so many methods. That simple surrender unto Krishna will save him from unnecessarily wasting time. One can thus make all progress at once and be freed from all sinful reactions. One should be attracted by the beautiful vision of Krishna. His name is Krishna because he's all attractive. One should become attracted by the beautiful, all-powerful, omnipotent vision of Krishna. His fortune. There are different kinds of transcendentalists. Some of them are attached to the impersonal Brahman vision. Some of them are attracted by the supersoul feature, etc. But one is attracted to the personal feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and above all, one is attracted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Krishna himself, is the most perfect transcendentalist. In other words, devotional service to Krishna in full Krishna consciousness is the most confidential part of knowledge, and this is the essence of the whole Bhagavad Gita. Karma yogis, empiric philosophers, mystics, and devotees are all called transcendentalists. But one who is a pure devotee is the best of all. The particular words used here, ma suchaha, don't fear, don't hesitate, don't worry, are very significant. One may be perplexed as to how one can give up all kinds of religious forms, simply surrender unto Krishna. But such worry is useless. Sarva dharma prachaja mame kam sharanam vraja ahang tvang sarva pebyo mokshi syami masuchaha. Abandon all varieties of religion, just surrender unto me. In return, I'll protect you from all sinful reactions. Therefore, you have nothing to fear. Generally, when we hear the word surrender, we think of an army surrendering to a superior army, or a person who's bigger than we are, and we get into a fight with them and they tell us to surrender when our arm is behind our back and they're about to break it and we have to I surrender. So similarly, when we think of surrender to God, God is there. Surrender! But here, surrender means that surrender to the all-blissful Supreme Personality of God, an all-loving person who has all opulence and wants to share their opulence with us. So if one surrenders to Krishna, he doesn't lose anything. He gains everything. But surrender means, as it says here, anukulyasya sankalpe, accept things which are favorable. Anyone who's sitting here, we're accepting things that are favorable because just to hear about Krishna is very favorable. It may not seem so different at first, but actually it's much different from turning on the television set and watching cartoons. Because to hear about Krishna means to associate with him. And to associate with him, as it says in the Krishna book, is to evolve to the transcendental state of existence. Now, accepting things that are favorable will only be possible to a certain extent unless we can give up things that are unfavorable. If your glass is full, half full of milk, then there's the possibility of they're adding something else to it, like ink or something. But if the glass is completely full, then there's nothing, there's no space for anything else to be added. Therefore, if our glass is half full of Krishna and half full of Maya, therefore, or we should say if it's only half full of Krishna, we only half accept things favorable for Krishna, then it's every possibility of accepting things which are unfavorable to cultivate Krishna consciousness. In any case, these are called anartha nivritti, the giving up things which are unfavorable. But that's possible gradually because the process is so nice. If we simply stick to the process, and sticking to the process means that every day we follow the same amount of devotional service, or maybe a little bit more than we did yesterday. The conditioned soul that says Sat Krishna Nama Charitadi Sitapta Vidya Pitopatapta Rasanasya Niroji Kanu Kinvadarada Nudinam Savajala Kushta Sadvikramad Bhavati Tadkala Mulahandri. That the holy name, form, quality, and pastimes of Krishna, they're all transcendentally blissful, like sugar candy, transcendentally sweet like sugar candy. Although the tongue of one afflicted by the jaundice of avidya cannot relish anything sweet. But it's wonderful how by simply chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish is awakened within one's tongue, and his disease of avidya is destroyed at the root. That much faith we should have. Because after all, under the spell of the material energy, sometimes we're in goodness, and when we're in goodness, then everything seems nice. And sometimes we're in passion, and our minds are agitated. And sometimes we're in ignorance, we become depressed. No one loves me. No one likes me. I think I'm going to go home. Maybe mom is still there. So, in the modes of material nature, when we're in ignorance, then we don't have any taste at all for chanting or for hearing about Krishna. But that's the time that we need it the most. And when we're in passion, we don't have time to hear about Krishna. We're too busy doing everything to serve him, whoever he is. And when we're in goodness, everything's all right, so I've reached the perfection of life. No worries. If I get into trouble, I'll call Krishna. Therefore, one has to have a regulated service every day, regulated devoted sadhana, even if it's only 5 minutes a day or 10 minutes a day, whatever it is. But if it's regular, then gradually we'll develop a taste for it. We'll feel like we're missing something if we don't do it. And then gradually we might even miss Krishna a little bit. Prabhupada was in Vrindavan one time, and there was one late, this is in 1972, at the Radha Damodar Temple, and he was giving the lectures there. And one lady came, and she was watering the tulsi. That was her service in the Radha Damodar Temple. Every day she'd go to the Jamuna, get some water from the Jamuna, when the Jamuna was actually the Jamuna. And she'd come and water the tulsis in the Radha Damodar Temple. So Prabhupada said, by such devotion, she'll go back to the spiritual world. Because after all, if Krishna is all attractive, then eventually we'll become attracted to him. If we just keep on following the process. Therefore, we're advised to chant a certain number of rounds a day and try to avoid the offenses. And what are the offenses? The offenses are more or less Hare Krishna, but I don't think you should, I don't think you're there really. Hare Ram, I wish you weren't there. Ram Ram. Why don't you give everything I want, but don't get too close? So generally the offenses are, we believe we can have the world, the spiritual world, over Ram Raj. We can have the kingdom of Ram without Ram. It's not that we don't like Ram. We just don't want him to be there because I'm having a good time. And he'll spoil it. Gets too close. So that's called Maya. In other words, you lose as yoga chalati manasa, that as soon as one tries to make advance in the spiritual life, then Maya will try to defeat the practitioner by so many allurements, so many ideas oh, you're not good enough. Why should you go? You're not good enough to go to the spiritual world. What are you going to do there anyhow? All they do is make flower garlands and milk cows. Don't you have anything better to do than go there? Besides that, you'll always be second class there. Better to be a small fish. Well, what is it? Big fish in a small pond? Here you can be something special. There you're just one atom. Who knows? You might even be a blade of grass. It's going to spend the rest of eternity people stepping on you. Is that going to be blissful? What is your mom going to say? What does your son do in the spiritual world? Oh, he's a blade of grass. Oh, I'm so sorry for you. No, we don't know what the spiritual world is like. And we don't know what Krishna is really like. Matter of fact, we don't even know what we're like. So at least if we're a little humble, and that humility comes from trying to understand the philosophy by hearing it, the important part of it is to hear what reality is so we can identify ourselves with it. If we're not blissful when we're chanting or following the process, we shouldn't think it's the process doesn't work or the ultimate state, the ultimate consciousness is not really what it's advertised to be. It's just we should understand that we're covered over by different modes of nature and that we have to take to the surrendering process. In other words, we have to take Krishna consciousness seriously and at least try to improve. Now, everyone who's here, we've been practicing Krishna consciousness for some time, and we've made some improvement. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. We've made advancement, and we're following sadhana. But we have to look at if we can improve the sadhana, if we can do something a little bit better. Bhakti, was it? Bhakti, shunyata. So it's bhakti, bhaktir. Avyata kala tvam virakta manushunyata. So there are things that we can improve, like bhaktir, just devotional service, just improve our sadhana. Avyata kala tvam. So there's an art to not wasting time. Because we should understand that not wasting time doesn't mean just to run from one service to the next. It also means to hear about Krishna, to run to one service to the next. Running to Krishna with our minds fixed on doing that activity for Krishna, because after all, the ultimate surrender is to actually surrender our very selves to Krishna, to do everything to please Him. What could be better surrender to that? Like as a young boy, as it says in the Nectar of Devotion, a young boy is attracted to a young girl, or a young girl is attracted to a young boy. Let my attraction flow to Krishna in the same way. So when a young boy becomes attracted to a young girl, that's surrender. If the young girl says to the boy, can you get me an ice cream? He says, forget it, get it yourself. The relationship won't be very sweet. Nor will it last very long. Or if the young boy says to the young girl, you know, can you put on a nice dress? Forget it, I like jeans. Who are you telling me what to do? No, surrender. To find out what the person wants, and then you do it to please them. So similarly with Krishna. He wants us to surrender to Him by becoming more absorbed in devotion. Chant His name, hear about Him. In other words, Krishna is going to survive whether or not we surrender to Him or not. It's not that He got noticed that so-and-so didn't surrender to Him and Krishna fell ill. No, it's for our benefit. Just like if there's an ocean of nectar and someone says, why don't you dive in? You say, well, I don't feel like it. Well, then you miss out, that's all. Similarly, Krishna is more than an ocean of nectar. He is the actual affection and love, the source of all of it. So if we surrender to Krishna, then Krishna surrenders to us, and that surrender is he gives us his love and affection. If we give us him our love and affection, then he'll reciprocate and give us unlimitedly more than we can even imagine. Otherwise, if there is a spiritual world with all the living entities there, why do they stay there eternally? Because it gets better and better all the time. And Krishna is so sweet, he's so loving that no one, everyone is, when they're not with him, that's all they can do is think about him. They can't think of anything else. Because the more they think about him, the more they experience his sweetness and his love and affection. So that's what everyone's looking for. And it's possible if we follow the path of Sharanagati. So Krishna waits till the end of the Bhagavad Gita and says, give up all religion. For most people, that's not a problem. They've already done that, the first part of it. It's the second part that's a little bit more difficult. Now we have to follow Krishna's instructions. But it's not so hard. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the form of Krishna, he's given us one main instruction, chant Hare Krishna. And the other instruction is Yari Deka Tarikaha Krishna Upadesh Amara Aga Guruhana Taridesh. That try to enter into the consciousness that whoever we meet, we try to help them become Krishna conscious. That's how we show our love to others, by helping them become Krishna conscious. As it says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, or in the the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, that someone went to an astrologer and asked them where their fortune was. So the astrologer told him, "Don't dig on this side of the land, and don't dig on that side. Otherwise, the wasps will come and bite you. The mayavadis will come. The impersonalism will capture you." But he tells you where to dig, so you can actually get the treasure. So that's his friend, just to tell him where the real treasure lies. So similarly, we want to be a friend to others. It's not that only the speaker, he knows Krishna is God, and the rest of us are sitting here for 20 years or 50 years, and finally one day we hear Krishna is God, and we think, wow, I wish I would have heard that earlier. So all of us, we know Krishna is God, and we know that we should develop our relationship with him. So we want to be friends with others. To be friends with them, we tell them that. We try to explain it to them in any way we can to help them make advancement towards that. That's our duty towards everyone, not just the speaker who sits here from a high, because the air is more pure here. It's a little further up. Therefore he understands Krishna's God, and the rest of us, it will take another 50 years before we accept it, before we tell anyone. Someone asks, what did you hear in class? I have no idea what it was about. No, we know what it's about. We should tell others. That's a great opportunity. And we'll find out that anyone who tells others about Krishna, then Krishna becomes very dear to Krishna. So if we want to make advancement in devotional service, then we want to become dear to Krishna. We chant Hare Krishna. We follow the instruction. Man mana bhava mad bhakto. We hear about Krishna. We chant about him. But ultimately, if we want the quick process, we want to make quicker advancement, then whoever we meet, we tell them something about Krishna in any way we can, which is appropriate. Not that we go home to our parents and they say, you know, and you say, hi, how are you doing, son or daughter? He said, why don't you surrender to Krishna? Here in Maya, dogs, hogs, camels, asses. Give up your, why don't you follow Krishna's advice? Give up everything, mom, and surrender. Oh my God, what did they do to you? Well, that's what the devotees used to do. The brahmachari would go home. Mother would come and try to embrace. Oh, son, I haven't seen you. Stop! You're a woman. Don't touch me. What? I'm your mother. You're not my mother. What do you mean I'm yet my mother? Yeah, you're an illusion. That sadhumanye suryavari deinam sadasamul bigna diyama satgrahat hadvatma patam griham andukupam kutovanam yad dari ashreta. Prahlad Maharaj, when his father said, what's the best thing you learn in school? And Prahlad Maharaj immediately said, my dear father, you're a number one fool. Try it with your parents, see how far you get. No, we have to explain things appropriately. And at least we should keep people favorable, that every time they don't see us, they turn in disgust. That's the person who said I was a hog. And he said, well, that was a compliment. Actually, I think you're lower than a dog, to be truthful. And the first job of a devotee is to be truthful. Last leg of religion. No, we should be polite to people. We should try to make them favorable to Krishna. And we should tell them according to what they can understand. Prabhupada, when he spoke to Professor Katosky, he tried to explain the difference between matter and spirit, that we're not this body, as Krishna did in Bhagavad Gita. But then ultimately, Professor Katosky couldn't understand that at all. So then he went into Varnashram, that we should try to make people first class, clean, truthful, and Professor Katosky couldn't understand that either. So Prabhupada just gave up, and he asked for a taxi. Can you get me a taxi? He said, no, I can't get you a taxi either. But at least Professor Katosky invited Prabhupada to Moscow, to Russia. So he gets a lot of credit. But it was very difficult for him to understand. So we should accept, it's not so easy to understand. We need pious credits. As Harisari Prabhu's wife was, I was listening to her talking about the history of her experience in ISKCON. She said she was quite learned. She grew up just reading all books that her mother had, all the classics. But when it came time when she, because she was taking different intoxications and things like that, or normal books she could understand. But when she picked up the Bhagavad Gita, she couldn't understand what they were talking about. Renunciation, karma, soul, the super soul. She couldn't understand anything. Because you need pious credit. So to the amount of pious credit, we can understand. Therefore, we ask people to chant Hare Krishna, to get pious credit. And then when they read the books, it becomes easier to understand. But we can't expect that everyone's going to understand what we're talking about. We don't even understand what we're talking about, most of it. But we can expect that if we explain to what we've understood, what we've experienced, then it may affect people. It's not like we're going to become like Prabhupada. What's Harisari Prabhu's wife's name? Sitala. Sitala. If you listen to her talk, she explains how she didn't know what was going on. She was in the movement, she was leaving the temple. But it's quite an experience for her. She was gradually learning. But still, it's a lot of things she couldn't understand. But when she saw Prabhupada, when Prabhupada came into the airport, immediately she saw him. In one moment, everything became clear. That Prabhupada was living, walking, transcendence, divine life. And everything became clear to her. Prabhupada had all these wonderful qualities. She realized them all at once, like time had slowed up. So that's possible to have that experience, but it's not so easy. Therefore, we have to take to what's available to us and try to follow the process and have faith it's going to work. And have faith that if we tell others something appropriate, the best we can, it'll also help them. We'll be actually their friend. And if we don't tell them about Krishna, now how much we may pretend to be their friend, but not even our own friend, but to speak of their friend. Of course, that doesn't mean we're going to go to work and have a kirtan. like Prahlad Maharaj, my dear demon friends at work, can we have a kirtan? Maybe we'll purify the office. It probably won't work. But if we give them some prasadam, be friendly to them, maybe tell them something which would be helpful for their lives in terms of coming at least to goodness or something. But be friends to everyone. Try to give them as much as about Krishna as possible. And then Krishna will be happy with us. And then we'll learn more about Krishna too. Because Krishna is really everyone's friend. He's our friend too. And if we act like friends to others, then Krishna will become friendly, will reveal how friendly he is to us. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions or comments? Yes. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Just about this point in the middle of the part, in verse, Prabhupada explained that even if somebody is not completely pious without simple life, but if he surrender, he will be transcendental immediately. Something like that, isn't it? At once, Prabhupada said, at once he will be transcendental. At what mean at once? Because nothing happening immediately.
Well, there are different stages of transcendence. To get out of the bodily concept of life is transcendence. For instance, if you're in the ocean drowning, if someone lifts you up 1 inch above the water, you're not drowning anymore. It doesn't mean you're completely safe, though. Because if you're not careful, you might sink into the water again. So that's transcendence of the water, 1 inch above. So when we engage in devotional service, we're actually 1 inch above. And we're safe. But there's always the possibility of dipping back into the water if we're not careful. As Śrīla Prabhupāda said, the difference between you and I, to Brahmananda, is that I can't fall down, but you can. Because Prabhupāda was in transcendence. There's the world seemed like wasn't even a shadow to him. The illusory energy didn't exist for him. All he saw was loving service to Krishna. But we don't necessarily see that all the time. So we have to be careful, that's all. But when we engage in devotional service, then we're getting out of the water and into safety. Anything else? Pala, Grantharaj, Shrimad Bhagavad Gita, Kijai.